Bonjour.
Good morning.
Buongiorno, vanakam, boker tov.
And hello from a very wet Oroville.
Yes, Madame Renou, Monsieur Oiseau,
Monsieur
and Andrea from the Oroville Radio. Today is the 4th of December 2015, and this is the 54th issue of Off the Cuff.
Wow.
So, very wet Oroville. Renou, you are stating...
Yes, it's been raining. A lot of the check dams are all full and overflowing. I went to visit the canyon the other day on Sunday, and a lot of the tributaries are quite full, and the check dams are holding in most of the places. It seems quite like Oroville has done a good job in its green work, and I really would like to thank all the first Orovillians that did it, and the ones that continue doing it today. All the work of water harvesting and check damming has been quite successful, and we can see it. I hope that the low-lying areas, like in the Kotakarai village and all of that, are okay. But as far as runoff is concerned, I think it's quite good.
Very good, because also we have seen in Chennai what is happening in this day of the same rain that we are getting here. We are really having a strong rain, but here the planning of the city more or less is happening in a way that is taking care of the water bodies.
Because it's not city planning.
Yeah,
it's earth planning.
Earth planning is happening in an appropriate way. So we are lucky to say this way at this time that the thing are going much better than other places.
It's true. We are the forest protects us, and the fact that we're not so concreted over and that we have not built on low-lying areas and allow for overflow definitely has helped. But these are things to be looking at. So the situation in Chennai are definitely warning signs and signals that one needs to take care of when we start.
Yeah, also Pondicherry has a lot of troubles in this day. We have also problems to reach Pondicherry. The SCR roads that is connecting Oroville to Pondicherry actually is not...
It's not fluid. It's been cut off in a few areas and is flooded. So is Chennai Airport is also closed, and so are the bridge that connects Chennai to the East Coast Road has also collapsed. So Chennai is a little bit stranded.
Yeah, and we have also good report from the work that has been done by the water service, because I saw it, the Purtus water. Because I saw it, Santo, he was really desperate, because in this period of time, a lot of people get the toilet full of water.
Because the runoff, yes, the septic tanks fill up and they need to be emptied. It's true, that does happen. But what happened, Wiseau? Can you give us an update about
Not
Santo's situation in Oradam?
I want to say nothing today. Speak, guys.
You're a silent observer today?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's just you and me.
So we want to say that last week we didn't manage to do the off the cuff because Renou was in New Delhi. And that was for us a big loss of energy and strength and reliability.
But it was very interesting for me to be in Delhi, which I had to go to renew my passport. And I did observe that there's quite a lot of air pollution in Delhi. And today in the paper, again, it's coming out with the National Green Tribunal really demanding that Delhi take some action, because it's quite high above the normal level of microns in the air.
That is bad news, but it was also good news, because that is something now that is taking in consideration. It's not anymore just, okay, it's fog or pollution. That is something that should be addressed. And the big cities have these big issues, like also in China. It has this big problem of people that are getting sick. So.
And today we can't, with the next 2 weeks going on in Paris with the climate change talks and all the leaderships there, when we really, I think it's funny how pessimistic people have become and they don't expect so much from it. But at the same time, we really hope that all these various egos and personalities of their countries can come together for the greater good of humanity and our survival as human beings.
Yeah, because finally it's not just an economical matter. We are talking about survival.
So exactly.
It's not just, okay, I have to produce 1% less or whatever.
But the battle is between economics and surviving. And so far it seems that economics has been more interesting to survival. But apparently it's becoming more and more obvious that...
It's not like that, because finally what is happening in Chennai right now, it's an example, and in New Delhi as well. And most of the world have the same kind of problem with big cities and planning and the way that has been built just
Absolutely.
For economical reason.
Absolutely.
It's not the way, because finally the nature is taking back what has been taken from her. So it's
true.
Not the future for the
And humanity. We also know that with global warming, just such kind of disasters are just going to be on the increase, So definitely countries that are a few meters over sea level are really making an appeal for it. And of course, also the more people that are in the low-lying areas, often the poorer people are far more affected. But I mean, it goes further. It goes to migration. It goes to all of these issues that global warming will affect and that will have consequences that will be, some are foreseen and some are not foreseen, but they all go together.
Yeah, the good part of this mess is that the nation, they come together finally, because
that's what we hope.
Yeah, that is what is happening. I don't know how much they will be able to at this point
achieve.
Of time in our history to achieve, but it's not with the war, not with the I don't care about you, that we are going to sort out our human and human related problems. So we have to sit on a table and try to do our best to plan our future in a better way, because of what has been done in the past. We saw that he has some positive side, but also a lot of things that should be changed.
Yeah.
And sitting together on a table is something that is uplifting the humanity level, because finally we have been fighting each other for millennia. So now we are still fighting, but more without sword, let's say, more with words than sword.
Yeah.
And tomorrow is also 5th of December is Shri Aurobindo.
Mahasamadhi.
What is happening the 5th of December?
There'll probably be a Darshan Day in Pondicherry. And it's also, what do I understand, the 11th year of
Aurovir Radio birthday. Yes, we have been lucky to birth the same day of Mahasamadhi. That is happening in 2004. By chance, we didn't knew it. At that time, there was Mahasamadhi, because I was more or less just arrived. I was much more following the family life, trying to get the food and the shelter.
Then the Darshan
Day.
Then
the Darshan Day that we had it before.
So spontaneously it happened.
Yes, spontaneously it's happening. And so tomorrow is our 11 years of operational activities. And again, I'm not going to make a long list of what has been achieved, but it's very clear, but looking to the website, we have more than 3,500 articles, and you just calculated more or less, we have an average of 50
I said about 50 programs a month are being produced by the Orville Radio on average,
which is a lot, because we have just a little bunch of people that we still are running up and down to do all our best, and still are waiting for more people to join us and make better content and make a better website and everything. But whatever has been delivered till now and what we are delivering, I think it has a value, and we can see it. It's just a lot of things. I'm happy about it. So,
and that means that we're also 1 month late on our fundraising drive, which is something we wanted to start in November, but we have we're just behind, because there's just been so many things and technical things to be taken care of, and just running the thing with our small staff, which is still growing, which is nice. We are now a regular 5 people here, more or less, which is really helpful, considering we welcome quite a lot of people at the radio that come, contribute, give time, work. Some specialize, some not, some need training. And to carry on with that work, we are looking to start our 1 month-long fund drive, which would carry us forward for the year to come.
Yeah.
And this will start again soon, and you will get details about it very soon.
Yeah, we will have the orovirradio.org/donate page with the new information, new design to facilitate this process of giving money to the radio with credit card or other way.
And along with the whole COP 21 and all the changes that we're hoping for, we're also hoping for some kind of radical shift in Orville, actually. And I think it really comes forward more clearly with what doesn't work, where the end of what a certain kind of functioning has gone, which we seem to be recreating here. And it's going to take some leadership, vision, and energy to say, hey, you know what? It hasn't worked outside. Why would we be repeating that here? How can we shift it here? And how to build what needs to be built so that it can shift to another thing.
So talking about our internal way of organization and putting in relation with this kind of big shift that is happening in the world, we are now facing the fact that probably in the coming month we will have a new entry process that is going to implement it. And
I would like to know. I don't know. Do you know anything
about
that?
No, I think
they had a meeting recently where they introduced some of the feedback. So there was a back and forth, but I have no idea.
With this rain, really, I have no chance to move out of my house because it was really raining
badly.
There are
a few things that I was a little bit sad about. I don't know. Our friend and Aurovilian Anand, who was from the ashram, very young, 43 years old, He was a very hard worker, and he had had some problem, health problems, which involved having finally his affecting his kidney. So he needed to have a kidney transplant. For that, he had to I think the housing group helped him in the sense of selling his house for the kidney, or you know, and some money had to be fundraised. But finally, he passed away, and I wish things could happen differently in Oroville and would have happened differently. And I understand that it was a kind of conscious departure, and so I'm very happy about that, in the sense that he was dancing, he was friendly, he was with his close and loved ones, family members, and he felt like he said, oh, tomorrow will be another new life for me, which in fact it was, because he passed away. So in that way, there was a conscious departure, but I still feel like there is room for reflection in Oroville about how we could do things better.
Yeah, I think so. I have not knowledge about this person, because probably I've met long ago. I have not feedback from myself, but my wife, that she was working with him at school, gave the same kind of feeling that you are sharing, that he was a really open and deep person and totally dedicated to Oroville. And we are going to miss this kind of person in Oroville. And he was also brother-in-law of our friend Amanda, that now is in the United States. He was planning to come to pay tribute, but it
with the Chennai airport being blocked and all, that makes no sense.
Yeah, no way to come, because everything is closed in Chennai, the airport again, for 4 days more. We will be not usable.
Yeah. So I just want to say thank you, Anand. Thank you for the time you spent in Oroville. Thank you for planting and gardening in Kuraj. And thank you for all your work at the Deha Shakti Sports Center. And I'm sure we'll see you again.
Yeah. And tomorrow is Maha Samadhi. We dedicate this kind of...
Yeah.
For him.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so what else?
Wazo, you have anything to say?
No, nothing to say.
Full silent observer, no poetry, no, nothing. Okay, Wazo, today is totally switched off. Yeah. We are not going to force anyone to speak if there is nothing to say. Are we going to have a meeting later? It's something that not totally secret. We are not going to inquire more than that. It's strange to see Wazo totally silent, because usually he has a lot of things to share. He's very active member of our off-the-cuff group, but I'm respecting fully.
Everybody has a right to be
absolutely
different.
Also, the fact that he's here sharing his body means that we have his energy, and that is a very positive fact. Also, if he doesn't speak, we are receiving his energy. So we want to also thank people that are joining the team for a brief period of time. Actually, we have Anil from US that has just arrived.
There's a lot of people right now. There's a young, they came from Sadhana Forest also. They spent a week over there. It's interesting, a whole age group of between, I would say, 35 or 25 and 55. A lot of Indian people I noticed joining, not joining Oroville, but participating and immediately plugging in with their skills. A lot of them have technological skills, and they're immediately like, chum, chum, chum.
Yeah, that is the way that I love.
So, you know, Alpi has been here working on the graphics. Maybe Anil. Harman is coming. Maybe Shekhar is coming. Anil has been here. Our friend Prem, who's been working with us for the last 4 months now, has been fantastic. So it's like the team is happening.
The very good news for Prem is going to be announced as a newcomer soon.
I'm so happy to hear
so
that.
So happy to have this kind of a good person.
Very dynamic couple.
Yes, Prem and Rem are really Orovillian in the heart, and they really deserve to go through all this process very smoothly. And we have also planned to make some work with the TLC. For what I've understood, they are planning to do a sort of radio play.
Exactly.
Is it correct?
Yes, that's let's see what happens before we.
So what is the connection?
It's about a theater. We were thinking about doing theater, you know, and Cara DeWin has been working with the TLC students, and she had done a Midsummer's Night Dream by Shakespeare. And so I don't know what exactly they were going to do. I was a little bit too busy, so I couldn't do it right now. But they have holidays, and Miriam was happy to take it up. So let's see what they come up with.
Yeah, just to keep in mind that the radio has the door wide open to all people that are residing in Oroville or participating in the Oroville life or activities. Also that people are living abroad, have ideas or knowledge to share with
write
us.
Write to us, talk to us,
talk
walk
to us,
through, come
walk
in.
Through, come in, and then we will do something.
Absolutely.
We want to be a really really community radio station. This is our aim. We are not going to...
This is not exclusive. This is open to everybody.
It's open and inclusive. And that it's something that it make a difference between something that is successful or not. In fact, if we are 11 years old, it's for that reason. Because we've always been able to include people. The people that have left, they left because they were not able to sustain themselves giving for free the service.
Yes.
And now we do have some little budget. Also, if someone is going to join us, we are really looking for a person to help us in to manage the radio station, not only to do radio production. So this is the time to raise the hand and come and talk with us.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is our 15 minute off the cuff. Again, today is December 4th, and it's
Happy Darshan Day tomorrow.
Happy Eurovision Radio Birth tomorrow. Our financial service number account is 251369. Otherwise, go on the eurovisionradio.org/donate.
Donate. And it'll lead you to...
Yeah.
Where you need to go to support our activity.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Wazo, for your presence. Silent. It was very quiet to talk with you this morning. Merci, Madame Renou.
Merci, Monsieur Andrea. Merci, Monsieur Wazo.
Au revoir.